Welcome to Coffee House Shots, the Spectator's Daily Politics Podcast. It's a year since Theresa May became Prime Minister. She's marking the event with a speech tomorrow, which is going to call out to opposition parties to help her be constructive and contribute towards governing Britain. So is this a new era of cooperation or just a cry from a lame duck Prime Minister? I'm Fraser Nelson, and I'm joined by Katie Bowles and James Forsyth to discuss. Now, James, she's giving the speech tomorrow. We've heard chunks about it today. If the Labour Party wants to contribute ideas, I imagine its main idea would be for the downfall of a Conservative government and the introduction of a Labour one. I mean, Britain doesn't really have much of a history of the opposition working with the government in partnership.
I think this speech is an attempt to correct the disastrous speech she made on the Friday morning after the election, when she acted as if nothing had changed, as if you know, she gave a speech that would have been the speech she would have given if she'd won a majority, and a big majority, and then just hacked on a couple of extra lines about working with the DUP. I think this is an attempt to say, look, I understand things have changed, and I want to lead, and she's trying to kind of position herself as a kind of grown-up, slightly trying to use her lame duckery to position herself above politics.
Right.
I'm not sure whether this will work. I think the more important thing she needs to do is she needs to recognise, I think, at some point, that she lost voters' trust and respect, and she needs to say to them, look, I know why I lost your trust and your respect, and I'm determined to win it back. I think that's one of the really important things she needs to say before the summer comes. I mean, she's got really quite good at apologising. She's apologised to her own MPs, she's apologised to her donors. She does need to apologise to her country at some point.
Right. So, Katie, she's gone from crush the saboteurs, you know, before the election, and posing as this kind of, you know, uncompromising Brexit Boudica, to being the kind of love, peace and cooperation Prime Minister. Is this really going to work?
Yeah, I think the problem is it doesn't seem like the most graceful of speeches, given that 3 months ago she stood outside number 10 and said the reason she was calling this snap election was so that she would get a bigger majority and she could stop any troublemaking from the opposition.
And she
parties.
Spoke about the opposition parties almost as if they were unpatriotic, out to subvert Britain, and therefore they need to be crushed in an election.
They were against the will of the people. And now, I mean, it's not even like she's eating humble pie. She's just pretending she never said the previous thing.
Yeah.
She's saying, no, we want your ideas. I think the only silver lining that I can see perhaps from the Conservatives is by saying, don't criticise, come up with your ideas. She is inviting Labour to give their opinions on Brexit, and that could pressurise the party to actually say what they think Brexit should be, rather than this weird thing they do at the moment where they basically dance around the fact that there's so much disagreement about what their position is.
But James, Labour's got no shortage of ideas for her. It's got a whole manifesto full of them. Abolish tuition fees, you know, nationalise various industries. I don't quite see what Jeremy Corbyn has to gain in helping Theresa May run the country. I mean, in the British model, you know, there's a reason that the government and the opposition are two swords' length apart in the House of Commons. I mean, as opposed to in a sort of semi-circular model. And that's because our model is adversarial, not cooperative. So you can't really take a sword's length House of Commons and make it into a shiny, happy people holding hands thing, can you?
Yes, if you remember when the Commons chamber was bombed during the war, Winston Churchill took a little time out to basically make the argument for keeping the chamber as it was. He basically said in this wonderful line, we shape our buildings, then our buildings shape us. And if you look at the House of Commons, that is the way our politics works. But I think what number 10 are relying on is that everyone knows that the voters think that the parties should work together. They don't quite buy this adversarial thing.
Exactly.
And by trying to sound like she's the person who wants to work with them, I think that she's hoping that she'll get brownie points from the electorate for that. And I also wondered whether we were seeing a slight 1-2 punch, which is, on the one hand, you get all this stuff in the Sunday papers about the intimidation dished out to Tory MPs and candidates during the recent election. And then we get Theresa May being the grown-up and saying, I'm very happy to work with you if you've got workable ideas that we can that you can feed in. Now, I don't mean Jeremy Corbyn's going to do that, or if he is going to do that, as you say, he's going to put forward a bunch of things that she can't accept. But I'm not sure it will work, but I can see the logic behind her move.
I suppose, Katie, she hasn't really got much of an alternative right now. She can't keep saying she's going to, you know, crush anybody, really, given that she's got a wafer-thin majority. But, I mean, she's talking in her speech, isn't she, about domestic reforms as opposed to Brexit. But what she really needs help and cooperation with are the various Brexit bills, the Great Repeal Bill, not just in the House of Commons, but in the House of Lords as well. Now, this is the great question. Is there any form of Brexit, is there any form of cooperation or understanding or détente that she could do that would actually make it more likely for these Brexit bills to pass both Houses of Parliament?
Well, I think if you look at the numbers, it's quite hard to see, unless she can persuade some in her party which want a softer Brexit, so people like Nicky Morgan and Anna Soubry, unless she can win them over, it's quite hard to see how exactly she's going to get this hard Brexit through.
But that's winning over people in her own party. Where,
yeah,
you know...
no, exactly. Whereas if she gave up on the hard Brexiteers, she could probably win over quite a lot of people in Labour with a softer Brexit, but then at the same time, that might not actually be Brexit. I mean, they're not called, John Major didn't call them the bastards for nothing.
I guess one thing she could, in theory, argue is that the Labour Party is split. You've still got 160-odd MPs who signed a motion of no confidence against Corbyn. Maybe you can divide them, as she sought to do with the vote over Trident. Maybe there is a way of splitting the Labour moderates away from Corbyn and trying to make common cause with them, although I can't quite see what that cause would be, given that the Labour moderates all want to stay in the single market and Jeremy Corbyn doesn't.
Yeah, I also think the other thing is that the Labour moderates are going to be less inclined to defy the leadership because of the result of a general election. That has massively boosted Corbyn's authority within the Labour Party. And I think if these moderates were, you know, look at the fact that they're so reluctant to come out and defend Luciana Berger from attack. Mm. You know, even when one of their own is in trouble, they're quite reluctant to get involved. I don't think you're going to see them helping out Theresa May in any kind of, in any transparently tactical thing designed to cause a vote on something where most Labour MPs disagree with the leader.
I guess, Katie, I mean, no battle plan survives contact with the enemy. And no matter what Theresa May plans, we'll only know if it works or not when she has her first difficult vote in the Commons. Do we have any idea what that vote is likely to be?
Well, the repeal bill comes to Parliament this week, and obviously that's a Brexit one, but we've already heard a lot of fighting talk from people like Keir Starmer saying Labour are going to add a lot of amendments to this, and also that these people, even in Theresa May's own party, so the Nicky Morgan and Anna Soubry continue
might vote with Labour.
Might vote with Labour.
In that case, the real coalition might be Keir Starmer reaching out to Conservatives saying, let's get together and stop Theresa May.
Exactly, he can give the speech.
Katie and James, thanks very much indeed. You can subscribe to this podcast, Coffeehouse Shots, on the iTunes store, and you can also rate it there. We'd be delighted if you'd share any positive or indeed negative, we can take it, views about the podcast. And subscribe to the magazine itself from just £12 for 12 weeks on spectator.co.uk/subscribe. Thanks for listening. I'm Fraser Nelson, and this podcast was produced by Nick Hilton.
Why wait for tomorrow's papers? The best analysis of the day's news is already on Coffeehouse. To subscribe to the Evening Blend email in order to receive the best of The Spectator each day, just head to spectator.co.uk/blend.